Hello, Gia.
Okay, here we are. Here we are. What
Gia?
Is it?
Gia? Testing.
Tisha?
Check two. Test. Check two.
Can you hear me?
I can, Gia. How are you?
Oh, okay. I thought we were having a moment.
I think I was starting to think we're probably driving people nuts.
One, two. Yeah, I have to do that. I should come up with, you know, some stupid something to say. Like,
yeah.
But other than like 3-4, I've got nothing.
Yeah, well, I think that you got to go with the classic. I think that's okay.
Anyway, I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah,
back,
I just watched
and everything. Or like,
what's
everything?
That?
Are you back on the job and back to normal and?
Yeah, I didn't really miss any work. I mean, maybe you know a little bit last week, but. Yeah, I feel a little bit stuffed up, but that's about it, you know. Can't complain.
Oh, just to report in on our past PSA, I'm glad you're feeling better. But,
Thank you.
I did, in fact, get my flu shot. And
oh, okay.
There was no
you
lollipop
pass out?
Candy bar.
No, no lollipop?
Yeah, I asked.
You asked?
I did.
You're like Ross.
Yeah, I remember that one. And he said, well, he said something like, you're welcome to stop at the candy section and buy yourself something.
What a dick. You're bringing
well,
out the best side of all of these medical professionals, do you?
He didn't say it in a mean way or anything, but I just said, you know, I feel like I ought to have a little treat or something, you know.
Like. He's like, what are you, five? Get out. Get out. Was this like a doctor or was this like at a pharmacy?
No,
or something?
No, it was a Walgreens, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah.
Walgreens where you just
yeah, they probably deal
like,
with clowns like you all day long.
All day long, no.
I'm like, God. $12 an hour for this nonsense.
Well, I'm just, when I had gone, I mean, not that I'm, you know, knocking them very professional or anything, but I used to go to the CVS and they gave me coupons for like in-store coupons. So I bought myself stuff.
I'm not sure that makes them any more generous, Gia.
Well, for me, it was kind of like it kept my mind off, you know, passing out from the needles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
I don't know if they did, if that was just the COVID thing. I think they did it for a flu shot too. I think I... You know, and I think the woman actually was kind of like slipped me a couple, you know, she's like, oh, darn, a couple came off the pad, you know, because I was acting so excited about it.
God. You're an
so
easy
bought,
mark,
like,
Gia.
You know, $10 worth of like hazelnut chocolate candy bars or whatever
uh-huh.
they were.
All right. All
That's
right.
How to run a pharmacy, baby.
Well, I had a lovely experience with my Walgreens pharmacist.
Is that sarcasm or like?
Oh no! I kind of wanted to ask her if she wanted to go out and talk, you know, because we were talking about like DIY stuff, and you know, I can talk about
I
that
thought
all
you
the
were
time.
About to come out of the closet.
Then. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tease you like that. I know. Everybody's like, okay, what day did you have in the pool? She finally came out.
That's funny. Anyway, she was nice. That was
yeah.
Super.
She was super nice. Yeah, yeah. I actually had some paint, I think, on my hand, and she said, "Oh, I love that color." I was like, "It's tantalizing teal. It's
I think
all,
it
in
is
every room in my house."
If you find somebody that likes that color,
yeah, yeah,
like you do. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Anywho.
Well, anyway. Yeah,
it
my guy
feels...
wasn't a dick, just in his defense. In case he's actually a fan, he might be listening.
Did you tell him about the podcast and then
no,
ask for a lollipop?
When I go back for whatever else, I'll tell him about I'll wear my shirt and like ask me about my podcast.
He'll probably just fill a syringe with air and then jam it into your arm.
Oh my God, somebody just did that on St. Elsewhere. Did you
Oh, geez.
Mind or something? Yeah, it was rough, I tell you.
Yeah, that would be rough. Gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, it feels ridiculous that we're talking about everything but hospital because
we had three action-packed days.
I mean,
we really did. Like, it was,
my head was spinning.
I feel like they've connected every storyline somehow in some weird, complicated manner. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And Esme and Nicholas and what the hell is going on? Yeah.
Yeah. So where should we start?
I don't know, but I just want to declare my love for this Heather Weber.
Heather. I know.
She is my favorite new...
replacement character.
Yeah. I think so. She went into that
all the way. You know, she was like, I am going to own this character.
Yeah. And I'm not familiar, but apparently that actor was on The Wonder Years.
Yeah. She's always been super wholesome. Yeah.
Okay. And because I didn't like, I got the gist of that, but I don't think I ever watched The Wonder Years. Was that with that annoying little boy?
Fred Savage. Yeah.
Like with a, oh, is he like somebody famous that I.
Yeah.
and
Ron Howard did the voiceover. I think
I was gonna say it had an annoying voiceover that I think I'm not a fan of a voiceover too much.
Okay, all righty.
Or a music.
Anyway, let's try to.
Sorry. Go off on me land. I'll just start with that. I love this Heather Weber.
Yeah.
Just lit up when I saw her.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't wait to Kelly's and get
that. Well, and that was like a sort of a nice choice, you know, and it seemed like, well, of course she goes to Kelly's for the BLT. And then it took me a minute to realize, oh, Cam loved Franco. So he's going to have a different reaction to her maybe than anybody else would, you know.
Yeah. Knowing who she is.
And same because she knew that he was important to Franco.
Yeah. Now, I don't remember enough. I know that she was just like the local total insane. Is she a murderer? Like, did she murder a lot of people?
I'm pretty sure she's murdered some people. I don't remember the history of it, though. But yeah, enough that, everybody thinks she's dangerous because she does seem like a psychopath.
Yeah, like, obviously she's a psychopath, but I couldn't remember what exactly her...
Yeah.
Her deal was. It seemed like she was darker back when she was the last actress, and I remember Franco visited her a few times, and she seemed darker, very manipulative.
Right. This one seems a little more playful and does actually have a little more charm.
I love the conversation between she and Anna in the van.
I liked how she said, you know, when you stop trying to escape, people are nicer to you. Yeah.
And, you know, I can just picture her like doing crafts and it's cracking me up. But so we have a lot of classic, like, oh, you knew the minute there was the van, you know, that there was going to be a wreck and an escape and all good stuff.
I thought that was a pretty serious gig for Dex at this point in his career with Sonny.
Can you clarify? You mean Dex as an actor? That was a big
just the responsibility. It seemed kind of huge, you know.
Okay.
But yeah. I guess he has enough of a background to be able to pull off that sort of thing, sort of. But...
See, we don't know his back. Do we know his background?
Said about, like, you know, being like a guy, you know, was hired to do stuff, you know, and did well at whatever that was. I don't know. We don't know. We don't really know.
Yeah.
But and of course he wound up right at Joss's doorstep.
Right. He wasn't thinking clearly.
No, of course not.
That's what he said. Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole thing was just arranged to get Dex shirtless again with Joss. Like that their entire romance is based on taking off and putting on his shirt. His inability to do that himself.
Maybe one of these days he won't be able to take his pants off. She'll have to help with that.
My dirty mind was, I'm like, oh, when he said he needed to stand up to steady himself when she was going to do the stitching.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you were pictured what I pictured happening.
Like a boner sticking into her ear.
No.
I thought. Close? Was I warm?
Yeah, you're getting there. I thought that Cam would, like, Cam was supposed to be coming over.
Right.
We'll end up coming over and see a shirtless Dex standing
with Joss on her knees.
Joss on her knees in front of him. And of course.
Oh, boy.
He won't know that, you know, she's being Florence Nightingale.
Yeah. She's putting into practice everything she learned in home ec.
Right.
Which is why they should still have home ec, right? So you can stitch up.
Are we sure that they don't still have home ec? They probably call it something else.
Yeah, I don't. As far as I know, they don't around here. They do, like, there's a life skills class, but I don't think that's quite the same thing.
No, I mean, that life skills is more like the track if you're not going to be going the academic, you know?
Right, exactly.
But they should have life skills for every high school student, really.
Yeah, they really should. Because everybody's going to have a life after high school.
Right. And just like the practical, don't we sound like old people now? And when I was a kid, we had to go 80 miles through the snowbanks. But, you know, just like the stuff I wished I'd had, just money management. You know, how to not piss off authority and just that kind of.
To extract a lollipop from a pharmacist.
Yeah. With pieces. But yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed the scene with Dex and Joss. Did you?
Yeah, it was all right. Back to Cam for a second. I know this wouldn't have been realistic, but I was kind of hoping like that he would sit down with Heather just because he does miss Franco, and it would have been nice to talk to maybe one of the few people who would understand the loss, you know.
That would have been kind of cool, wouldn't it, if they'd actually had a bond, more of a bonding moment.
Yeah, although just a little bit, but you know.
And I had to love the moment, like I kind of like love that Dante let her pack up the food and take it.
I know, I like that too, because I was thinking, she can't just leave that on the plate.
Yeah, and French fries, like they're no good if you don't go ahead and just eat them right away. You can't.
That's true. Together, yeah, you know? Yeah. And I don't know when they were going to let her eat the rest of that meal, but it was a nice thought. And he didn't even put the cuffs on her, right? He let her walk out with her arm linked with his.
Yeah. So that made me kind of love Dante a little bit.
He's a pro. He knows how to read a room and how to get results, you know.
He manages people better than anybody else in his whole extended family.
Definitely. Yeah, and speaking of extended family, I think we both knew, didn't we, that when TJ and Willow were talking in the office, that as soon as they started hugging, that's when Michael would enter the room.
There was a lot of there were a lot of pretty satisfying moments where storylines finally kind of bore fruit, or however you want to.
Yeah.
Because, you knew that he was going to bust in there. And I tell you, Michael has a new affectation, which I don't like.
Okay.
I mean, there's very, very little that I'm liking about Michael lately. And so I hate to pile on.
Okay. All right.
But he's doing this thing where he bites his lower lip in like Bill Clinton-esque.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I like Bill Clinton very much. Very intelligent man. But
a player.
That thing, but a player. But he did that biting of the lip, and I believe they, you know, that was lampooned quite a bit by the people.
Yeah.
Imitated him, and I see Michael doing that. I feel like it's new. Watch for it.
Okay.
We could make a drinking game out of it every time you see it.
Yeah, that's all we need. That's all we need. Yeah.
Shot, yeah.
I think maybe once a month I could do a drinking game with you.
I have a lot of alcohol piling up over here.
you do? I need to get some more supplies.
I had some Tanqueray, and then I bought I bought some gin while I was at my father's, like emergency
Right,
gin.
right.
And so I still have the rest of that. And then we did, we were at a distillery the other day and we were given
Oh.
a free bottle of their
My.
product. And so I
Okay.
just took a bottle of gin and the old man took a bottle of like whiskey or something. And so anyway, there's a lot of booze in the house right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to that one of
So
these
I have to
days.
have a cocktail at some point.
Okay. Maybe like a holiday, we could have a holiday party.
Like a yeah, Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah, we'll have
Yeah.
pizza like the Quartermains and
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
yeah, okay. I was gonna jump to Michael's defense, believe it or
Okay.
not.
All right.
Okay. Not that I liked him any more necessarily, but he said like all the right
He
things.
did. He did. And
And I
he
felt like he kind of
deflated
like
pretty quickly on the whole, are you having a fit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he like sort of got brought back to earth, you know. But I also thought that he looked way more sickly than Willow.
I know Willow
You
looks
know.
fabulous, you know.
I know she has like a lovely even tone, and
Her
he
hair is
looks
like
like
shiny and
he's
yeah.
got like sort of the flop sweats and he's pale and
Yeah, he's very pale, yeah.
yeah,
Well,
so that didn't work for me. And I also, this is just a slight.
he actually has had some health issues, so maybe that was filmed during.
Maybe, yeah, that would be the irony if he was the one, you know. But I also was thinking that it's kind of a shame that we haven't had much to do with Willow over the last month or two, because now that this is all sort of coming to a head, I don't feel like I'm as invested in her well-being as I might have been, you know?
Well, maybe just as a human being, you might like spend
Nope.
milk of human blood. Nope, that's a big nope.
I don't have a lot to go around, Gia.
I've
She's
got to be
got to
invested
earn it.
in to hope that they don't die. Otherwise, what do I care?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess
But
you have your feelings. Who am I to tell you how to
yeah, I
feel?
mean, I thought she did a great job today and everything, you know. But yeah, I just was thinking that that's one of the problems, I think, how they've been like focusing on these other sort of meaningless things for so long, and then there's somebody in the background who actually has a big story, you know.
And there's nothing. Yeah, I do
Yeah.
like that. It is, it's the classic satisfaction you get from knowing the upcoming reveal that
Yeah.
it's her mother,
Yeah.
because they're really ramping up the animosity between the two of them.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, Nina's being pretty campy. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and
I
I
liked her
kind of liked
conversation
her.
with Ava.
I liked Ava's look. I thought that was a good blouse for
I was
her.
gonna ask you about that blouse. Like I couldn't decide if I liked it or hated it.
Well, I think I like it on Ava. I don't know if I'd like it on anybody else, but I think Ava can pull off a blouse like that.
Yeah, I like the colors and I'm fond of polka dots and it had like a polka dot thing going on, but they were like glittery or
Metallic. Yeah, they had like a metallic
metallic,
ring around
which
them. Yeah.
kind of has like a Jacqueline Smith Kmart collection vibe to it. But
When it
I mean,
could
no
very
offense,
well
I love
be.
Charlie's Angels, I do,
Yeah,
but
I know. I know you do.
it had that sort of budget fashion
Yeah.
vibe.
Yeah.
But
I
she can.
also like a pattern, as you know, and then it makes like Nina's outfits always look so flat, you know, 'cause they're
Yeah,
always
she's not very
mono.
popular, is she? Yeah.
She wears very plain stuff, always like a solid color, like a like, you know, basic colors, blue, red, you
Yeah, I
know.
hadn't thought about that. Okay. Yeah.
But anywho, and I was a little bit sorry that she looped Sunny into this suspicion of TJ and Willow, because he wouldn't have believed that of either of them, you know?
Yeah. And like honestly, she has that little control of her mouth that it she blurts it
Yeah.
out.
Yeah, which makes you sort of feel like, yeah, that all the things they're
Yeah.
saying about her are true.
Like yeah, you are like a menace,
Yeah, you would love to make their lives miserable, yeah. You know.
It's always just like the being so sorry afterwards, but she says whatever the hell she wants to in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like and when then, she told Ellie that Nell was his mother and, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, but I still like her and I still like the campy, you know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just all the like, oh, you know, I went to apologize and, you know, very over the top. And so that'll make it very, it'll be delicious when it's revealed that they, you know, she's going to have to save her life. Do you think she'll withhold? Do you think Nina will withhold her bone marrow just to like kind of stick it to her for a while?
No, I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
I'm just over here enjoying all my delicious bone marrow.
Yeah. I'm having some bone broth right now. Wouldn't you like some?
Everybody, the bone broth is like all the rage. God.
Yeah. But she might, I mean, I could see her bargaining with it. I don't know if she, I don't think she would hold it, but she'd sort of
marrow
feel like.
As a bargaining chip.
Like maybe I could have Wiley for an afternoon and.
Oh yeah. Like that would be something, wouldn't it? To like.
Cause they couldn't say no to that.
But to like sort of use it as blackmailing or, you know, like negotiating chip.
Or it'd be funny if like somehow Willow found out that Nina was a match before Nina knew and Willow would be like dangling Wiley.
Ooh, yeah.
Could you babysit? We can't find anyone else.
Or maybe they just like have her come over and then knock her out or whatever and extract the bone marrow on their own.
Yeah, ever
telling that, like, because they, you know, they won't want to be tangled up with her.
Right. So she'll just wake up kind of achy and she won't know like, why.
I feel it in my bones. Is it going to rain? Or,
Oh, all good ideas.
Yeah,
all free. Help yourself. GH writers. This is all free.
Yeah, I thought that, I mean, what I really think is that they're going to like have this deep bond that's going to develop and it'll drive a wedge between, like, Michael's going to have a hard time getting on board with the Nina train, I think.
Yeah, but he's seeming like such an idiot now, I think. I mean, we know that. We've established that, but.
So that doesn't change what I just said.
I know. It just feels like he doesn't have much more to work with than all the stuff that we've already established, you know, and I don't know how long he can keep this grudge alive, you know.
Well, probably a long time.
I guess. I mean, yeah, he's got his grudge against Sonny, which seems in a way different, you know, in a way I feel like it almost has nothing to do with Nina.
Yeah. But,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, it feels like it's going to go on forever, but maybe not. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, like.
Annoying men.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Cody?
Cody. Yeah. That was all so lame. It was like classic Cody, right?
Well, and classic soap opera, you know, the results, and then the, like, let me see it, and then, like, nope, you know.
Yeah,
like,
nobody else can see it. They're just going to trust. They're going to trust that he's going to be honest.
And right after, like, Britt, like, that was so stupid. You know, she tells him right beforehand that he'd be
scared. I know.
And she doesn't, like, and she had suspicions about this guy from the get-go, but suddenly out of her head.
And she's smart, too. It's another one of the instances where they're not letting our smart people be smart.
And we, as the audience members, don't know, you know, was Cody withholding the information that Mac was really his father because he thinks Mac will be disappointed in him because he's such a loser, or... Mm-hmm. Because he wants to be Leopold Taub's son and inherit that necklace, or is it a mixture of both? Is that even possible? You know, like,
yeah, I think
is there
it
any goodness in his motives?
It's hard to say. I felt like it was both of those things. And I don't know if it was mostly the necklace thing.
Yeah. So you don't think it was completely mercenary on his part, since the timing was, you know.
Well, I think, yeah, I think, is that why he came to town? Was because he was looking for the necklace?
Well, you have to wonder, since he honed in on Britt.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like he knew. And so maybe he developed some sort of feelings for Mac and Felicia.
Because they've been
so nice to him.
Yeah, and they do show him kind of making the effort to talk with Mac and all that crap. And then Felicia was characteristically kind of cold afterwards, which was
a little bit, yeah. I mean, she kind of tried to catch herself, I guess. I guess,
you know, you don't have to be fully bad or fully good. So he could be both those things, or he could have come into town with mercenary evil intent,
right,
but actually develop feelings for Britt.
Yeah.
Possibly, and, you know,
yeah. But we're still going to think he's a dick at the end of the day. I think
we were just immune to the charm to which they kept referring.
Which, you know, we've not
he was
seen.
So charming and handsome.
Yeah.
And the daredevil type. And but apparently we'd already had the vaccine for that.
That's right. Yeah. But you don't really see him, he doesn't seem like he's somebody who's ever looking around to help people, right? He seems like he's very self-serving all the time.
Yeah, and maybe the one time that I was okay with him was when he was with Leo.
Yeah, all right.
That was sort of the only bearable, personality is not completely bad.
Yeah, but didn't you also have a problem with, the way he was, talking about horses and stuff with Leo?
Well,
I feel like you've allowed yourself to forget that part.
Yeah, he's not genuinely a horseman.
That's his biggest crime, right?
I could delve into this actor's past and see if that's actually part of his on his resume, but you know they'll put anything on their resumes. Or,
yeah. You're thinking Joey now,
resumes,
aren't you?
Do they have do they have curriculum? Yeah. do they have curriculum vitas? What do actors have?
I don't know. I think they have their headshot with stuff on the back that's their resume, but I'm not
that's
sure.
That's it. Okay.
I don't know. Hmm. What do I know, Gia?
Well, you know a lot about stuff. Fair amount. You don't know much about succulents.
No, that's true. And I wouldn't put that on my resume either.
Tack. You don't know much about tack.
No. Oh, speaking of hooks.
Okay, we're moving on to that. All right.
Yeah. Well, now it's very confusing because Esme is still saying she's not the person who's got the hook.
And there she was with the hook. Yeah. But they had Nicholas very like plainstakingly point out that hook is from our boathouse.
which is I've never had a boathouse and I never will, because they just are.
And did we determine that these are gaffing fish or something
like
that?
Yes, we did.
Is that happening a lot for people with bodies of water on their property?
I wouldn't think so.
Is that when you're fishing?
If it's a big fish, if it's a very big fish, you know,
you
kind of
reach
down and you
hook
them with that too. Yeah.
That's not very nice.
No, it's not. And
if you're doing a catch and release program, that's really
I don't think they use them for that, Gia. I think you might be missing the point of
really
catch and release.
The fish a little bit. We're letting him go. He's got this big puncture in his side.
Just going to rough him up and then let him see if he can swim it off.
Shake it off. So it's only fish that they're actually going to be eating. There's something that they'd be hoping. And what's that like come from gaffing? What do they call it? Hooking. Hooking the fish or
It's like a, I don't know, Gia, but you never hear them talking about going fishing. So it
no,
seems
and it
odd
seems like,
that they have.
yeah, like maybe if you're, you have a big like ocean trawler or something and you're going out like deep sea fishing, you might need these. But these, we're talking about like we're somewhere in New York,
Yeah,
right?
they're like the Port Charles Harbor, right? Is
Yeah.
between Port Charles and Spoon Island. So
We're
I don't
out there
know.
catching a lot of, we're doing a lot of commercial fishing.
They've probably got a lot of those forever chemicals in them, whatever fish they're.
Forever chemicals.
But
We've all got
anywho,
those. Anyway,
so
it seems
that
unlikely
was,
that everybody needs these books. That's all we're saying.
I don't quite. I mean, I know Nicholas isn't the smartest guy in town.
Not the sharpest tool in the shed. That seems like an appropriate
Yes, it does. Yeah.
phrase for this. Yeah, sure.
So obviously, the way he handled Esme is not the way any other person would handle her in this, situation. Like, hoping that Elizabeth won't tell anyone that it was him. Bringing her back to
Well,
Spoon Island.
yeah. So you bring her back. Yeah, and so now she can't have sheets or blankets apparently. So that's like that was my main concern. Like you're gonna let her like freeze, you know?
I
I
don't
don't know.
know.
I'm actually starting to develop sympathetic feelings towards Esme. Like I was kind of hoping she would get Nicholas,
Really?
because
Wow.
a
That's
little
rough.
bit, just a little bit. Is that wrong?
That is wrong, Gia.
Well, I feel like his dark side has really been enhanced by this whole situation.
Yeah, I feel like it's
So
still like a
that's
game
decided.
to him. Like he doesn't quite realize the stakes, you know?
Yeah, and I have a question just because I've forgotten. I don't think
His
it's
name
my
is
fault.
Nicholas Cassadine.
Thank you. What is Victor doing? Why is Victor threatening Nicholas? Why does Nicholas have to divorce Ava? What
Well,
Victor's
we've been
end
over
here?
this maybe twice before, but maybe
Do me
this
a
is a good
solid,
time
will
to good time to mention our sponsor, Prevagen. The only thing that I sort of recall being a reason is that if they're not married, then Ava can't testify against Nicholas. But
Oh,
that was
right.
when they all
Oh,
thought
I
that.
remember you telling me that. Thanks.
Thanks. That was when they thought Esme was dead, though. Even Victor, right, thought she was dead. So now that she's alive, Victor's probably thinking, huh, what the fuck do I do now? You know? And I'm so glad Laura's back because she's the only one who seems to be able to remember how awful Victor is.
Yeah, I liked that she was warning
Yeah,
when
I mean,
Victor.
and I don't know if Nicholas heard when she said, Charlotte was being kept
Yeah.
hostage, basically,
No, Nicholas is so savvy, It's like he's like, oh no, I've been playing family politics all my life. Like you've been losing at family politics all your life.
I just feel like he's not absorbing all of these things the way he should be. But
It's a
anywho,
bit
it's
of a
interesting though to
jumble.
have
A bit of
Elizabeth kind
a dullard,
of
that choice.
inserted. Sorry, what
Yeah,
now?
that's. I liked the word dullard. I was using Nicholas
Okay. Dullard,
dullard.
yeah. He's pretty, but he's not so smart.
So Elizabeth is going to get tangled into this. So, yeah, I was like Elizabeth with Esme. I was like, what's happening now?
I know. And why I don't know. I feel like if we're ever face to face with a serial killer, let's not announce that we're going to call the police, okay? Let's just, you know
Just
what
do
I
it, or I don't know. I saw him
Yeah,
just fall off, which was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a weird thing to give them, like a warning, you know, like they're just going to stop behaving the way they behave. But
yeah, I guess Cam was a little smarter. He called
was.
the kitchen.
He
Yeah.
was. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
But
boy,
anyway,
lost
so
it. I had a
what's
thread.
up?
I had
Oh,
a thread.
well,
Up the thread.
okay.
Go ahead. So you get it.
Okay, well, we didn't talk about Finn and Elizabeth, and I was
Oh, okay.
glad that she just sort of explained it all, that there wasn't a lot of tiptoeing around, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, it just is out there now.
It was, but that whole storyline is so ridiculous. Like, well,
Yeah.
wait a minute. We were on the Galapagos Islands or whatever the hell it was.
You know, there were only four doctors. How did we not?
And
I
the
don't
fact
remember
that
that
they
name.
never mentioned, you know, like they've been talking about her parents for quite some time, like 8 or 10 years now. And so he's known about, it's not like they didn't mention Doctors Without Borders. And
Right.
I mean, the fact that like none of this would have, I don't know. And then he acted almost like he couldn't remember that, oh, like, oh, that's right, Reiko fell down some stairs once.
Roomba.
Reiko.
Say it like 12 more times. It will help. But
It's so
yeah, that's
cute.
all, it's all very absurd. And I almost feel like now that Elizabeth's like put it out there, maybe she can like shake it off now and just get on with her life, you know?
Well, and I was so like when he suddenly went cold
Yeah.
and left her, I wanted to like take a Sharpie and just write douche on his forehead and bag on his chin. Like I was like I couldn't believe that that was the response.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's held on to this like myth of who Reiko was, and probably was oblivious, obviously was oblivious to who she
He didn't
really
even know
was.
that they were on an island, apparently. Like, so he was there somewhere, and this has never come up in conversation with
And
Elizabeth.
I'm guessing this imaginary island is, I don't know, fairly small. I would think the concentration, like the population would be
Concentration
like,
of doctors on an island, like,
they would all know each other. Yeah. So it's just like,
yeah.
we, yeah. So.
It's absurd. Is there a word stronger than absurd? Like how, what's
I,
hyper absurd or
yeah, uber absurd.
protracted
Yeah.
absurd?
So yeah, what do you do with all that? It's just like, yeah, it's just stupid.
Yeah, but yeah, at least it's out.
It's
And
out.
in my opinion, like if she's shaking him off, like be like, oh my God, I dodged a bullet there, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's
I
not
don't know
there.
either.
They got this storyline imposed upon them, I guess, but
Yeah, and I know like initially her desire to talk to Nicholas was just because he's like the only person she could tell all this to who wouldn't judge
yeah.
her really and would be sympathetic and be like a real friend to her, which is nice.
I felt like we didn't need that flashback scene of Nicholas with her
Yeah.
to understand that she might call Nicholas as a friend.
Yeah,
Felt
right.
like, I know it's a soap opera, but I felt like that was a little heavy-handed.
Yeah. I mean, yes, we've proven over and over again how stupid we are, but some
Yeah,
things we get.
I am a dullard. Put me in the tool shed with Nicholas, because
Oh, God. So yeah, so there was all of that
another saying
stuff.
like that. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. Not the brightest bulb on the tree. Do you have any more?
Think we need to go any further down this
Like these little,
path.
I like these things.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Okay.
Let's see. But what was I gonna say? Sheesh. Oh, well, we got a little bit a glimpse of Britt seeming to have more symptoms of her
Oh, right.
Parkinson's
Yeah, she
again.
put a call in to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was right before Sam came in, I think, or something, right?
Right, yes,
Could have been
Sam.
some kind of weird mass jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Something.
The other day she was wearing some weird white pants. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Put her back in jeans, but anyway. And I was also a little surprised that Sam was competent enough to get all that information about the necklace. Although
I kind of like seeing that because I feel like we've had a little girly girl girlfriend.
Yeah,
Sam,
you kind of forget that she's you know, she might have some skills.
She used to be a badass PI that was like, you know, scuba diving and spelunking and whatever the hell else. Yeah, and that
she could run a con, you know, and all of that.
Yeah, she could run a con. Oh, speaking of running a con, did you like? Yeah. Did you like Anna and Valentine at the hospital with Dr. Valentine with his glasses?
I like when they were in the car, was it? And when she said, "You're good at this," and it's like, yeah okay. You know, like, yeah, this is gonna work out fine. you know.
Yeah, so they're just on the run, but
yeah. And then also, like, at the scene of the crash, like when Jordan shows up, I'm like, here's another one who's not going to be able to put any of these pieces together.
I'm afraid Jordan, like, you know how you say somebody's just sort of like a one note character.
Yeah, that's all she seems to be.
A full note anymore. No. I hate to say that.
She doesn't know how to, like, she doesn't talk to anybody really any differently, right? Even if they're friends.
Yeah. And just interrogating, like, she was the one who, like, helped Anna by illegally Portia.
Yeah.
Helped Portia.
Right.
And, you know, and suddenly, and so she's really tight with Anna, but she's acting like she's interrogating Dante about Anna and the connection to Sunny.
Yeah.
I was like, well, wait a minute. You probably want her to escape, but you're acting, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't get on board with her.
No, she really doesn't have like more than like 5 lines, you know?
Yeah. And the one, that same like thing with her eyes and,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think we complained about the last Jordan a lot too. So maybe we're just Jordan complainers. I think we just complain about everybody. Really.
Well, we do.
We need to get back to the gratitude journal.
Yeah, we're grateful that we're seeing Dante again in all of his goodness. Yep.
Okay, and Laura.
Cam was very good. I thought
Cam was pretty standout good. Yep. I think I agree with that. And we're grateful that Joss and Dex are moving their romance along. It's titillating, isn't it?
One shirt at a time. Yep.
Yeah. She only gave him like 3 stitches. That was
I know.
Give that a cut. I've been watching too many medical dramas, but I was hoping they'd flash onto some piece of meat that she was actually sewing up or something.
Yeah, I love it when they do that.
Those of real like blood and guts.
There's no way she can like really go back to her old life with Cam at
no
this point.
Way like there's no way like oh she's gonna be back to, you know, just going to keg parties with Cam and like
she might announce that she's pre-med now. That would make sense.
Yep.
Right.
I was flashing back to was it like Brenda and Sunny. Did Brenda have to sew Sunny up? Or maybe
that's hard to picture, but I don't know. I don't remember.
Or I feel like there were other sort of mob related things that brought the sexy, because whichever female had to, you know,
I feel
nurse
like Elizabeth was in that position. Was it
maybe
Jason,
it was Elizabeth
maybe?
And Jason? Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
remember.
All of them. Maybe all of the above.
Yeah, they've all had somebody
sexy
who's
wound thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just, you can't go to the hospital.
Of course not. Why would you go to the hospital?
You could go to Austin because we know
that's
he
right.
was the Pawtuck mob,
mob doctor,
mob affiliated physician. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those like concierge doctors or something.
They have a name like that?
I think they do. That's not like specifically mob doctors, but doctors who like deal with like private clients and stuff like that.
Now, do they give out candy bars when they treat you? Is that like
probably
too much on like kind of the reward system, and that might explain a lot about me.
You know? A lot, maybe all.
A lot. Yep. But you know, where you make a list and then you cross stuff off and then you get a reward.
Yeah.
Even if the list is stuff you were gonna do, like, you know, brush teeth and
right, you think you should get a reward for that.
Yeah. Take shirt off hot guy kind of thing. That would be next on the list, but
that would be a reward or
no, that would be the chore.
Taking the shirt off the hot guy would be the chore.
Yeah. Or buttoning it up, whichever. I don't know.
Odd
whatever.
List.
Yeah. It's kind of weird list.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, okay. We've been sticking pretty much to General Hospital.
Pretty much. It felt like there was so much to cover, but did we get to the high points? What?
And we talked about bone broth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that reminds me. I learned how to make egg drop soup.
All right.
Totally off topic, but so easy. Have you ever tried it?
No.
You just
drop an egg in some soup.
Stir eggs into like, you don't have to use bone broth, but like hot, any hot kind soup. Of bouillon. Yeah, like boil it, and then you're just swirling. Like, so you're literally dropping the eggs in and swirling them around, and they just kind of, they cook. And
that's one of those things where almost the name of it explains how it's made, Gia.
But I thought it was like a Chinese mystery that I only could get at a restaurant, you know.
It's
but
right there in the name.
You just Google stuff and then, you know.
You don't even have to Google that.
I could have asked my egg here.
It's like in my feed, I get all these like recipes and there's one that's like,
really? Like, how would that happen? Explain how that's happening in your life.
Well, I was Googling like recipes for our patients at the company where I work for, like simple, healthy recipes, you know, that have like four ingredients or something.
That's like part of your like job is to, because
no, if, not necessarily.
Like, if they knew.
Well, like, all right. No, if they knew how many I ate like 28 donuts last week. That's four a day.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so now I get these recipes, and one of them is like a two ingredient recipe for peanut butter banana cookies. It's like, God, I wonder what the ingredients are. Oh, stupid.
You mean they're no bake or something like that? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Peanut butter and.
Yeah, just sounds gross. Right.
Anyway. That's pretty good, right? I'm kind of hungry.
Yeah, me too. Not for that, though. Donut. Yeah. I'll have a donut.
Well, I'm sorry that's turned into a thing in your feed. Cause
yeah, it's all right.
Mine, you just got to be careful what you click on. You really
do, yeah.
Like suddenly you're getting a lot about Jason Momoa.
Well, you seem to talk about him a lot, so.
I kind of like him. I might have
maybe
to watch.
Maybe your egg is hearing this, his name come up a lot.
No, the egg is a different. The egg doesn't give you stuff without you asking. You have to ask.
It probably is working on a file of your issues. And it's probably helping Jason Momoa put together like a restraining order or something against
it. Wonders why I ask a lot of questions about like, why doesn't the cat tell me I'm beautiful? And it's like that. I just want to like, I tell the cat she's beautiful like 20 or 30 times a day.
And then nothing back.
Nothing, yeah.
Oh gosh,
but
that's too
egg,
bad.
Bless its heart, like tries to explain to me why
cats are very honest creatures.
Yeah, well, it started talking to me about the breed of cat, the particular breed of my cat, being a little more saucy and,
Okay. Not
obstreperous.
given to
Not
compliments.
people pleaser, yes. Not given to compliments. It's a nice turn of phrase. Not given to compliments.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, did we cover all that happened in General Hospital? I do want to say in my gratitude journaling that I feel like the last couple of days were pretty satisfying. There was
They
a lot of
delivered. Yeah, I would say they
action.
delivered. Yeah.
And I'm a little on edge waiting for things to unfold, and that's a good feeling,
It is. It is.
Like, ooh,
Yeah.
what's going to happen?
I agree, Gia. Yeah.
So
All
I like
right.
the stuff we came up with about Nina and the bone marrow and all the ways they could make that fun.
Our wonderful ideas. Yeah.
Yeah, like lure her into the quartermains and I
Well,
don't know,
and
suddenly Michael.
Joss apparently is good with a needle, so if they could get her involved, you
Yeah.
know.
Isn't
Well,
the
she would help Michael. It's her brother, right? So,
Isn't
yeah.
the bone marrow extraction, or am I thinking of something else? But isn't that an extremely painful procedure?
Yeah, 'cause I think it's a big needle, and yeah, I think
Like the
yeah,
joint.
that would ache, I think. Imagine
Yeah.
like drawing something out of your big like thigh
Ooh.
bone.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So what happens to it when they take it out? Does your marrow like grow back? Or do you just walk
I
around
guess it probably does. Yeah, I think so. I
We
think it
don't.
would
You
get
work in the
replaced
medical
eventually.
field.
Yeah. What?
Okay. You work in the medical field, kind of.
Okay.
Want to frighten people, but.
I, as much as anybody on General Hospital does.
Maybe you could find that out. Like maybe somebody you work with has had some bone marrow extracted.
Me actually, yeah, one of my coworkers, she had a brain tumor when she was just a young mom. Just
Yeah.
and she seems healthy now. She goes in for checkups every 6 months and she's been
Mean, no
healthier.
offense, but what does that have to do with bone marrow?
Well, it just, you know, yeah, you wouldn't think that, you know, you'd know people like young people who've had cancer or stuff, but they're out
Oh,
there,
yeah.
you know.
Okay. I hear you.
But anyway, yeah, I think they could, if they could just make Willow look a little more pale, that would
Yeah,
help
well,
that
that day,
story.
maybe they're concerned because that day they made her look like a ghoul. There was a lot of
There was
slack on
backlash.
social
I thought
media.
that was wonderful.
Yeah, so maybe they're like, she looked like something off Michael Jackson's Thriller video,
Yeah.
So.
Well, they went too far that time, you know, so they couldn't sustain that, you know, but like now maybe she could
Now,
start
at
bleeding
least
around her
mark a little
gums.
purple around the eyes and,
Yeah.
yeah,
Maybe like a
something.
tooth could just fall out on her plate.
That would be funny. Like she's eating and just
Like
like,
at
let's.
Thanksgiving dinner, nobody knows except for Michael.
Was unbearable when they were like, but I want to keep this secret from everyone.
It's like, oh, come on. I'm glad at least he said, how are we going to do that when we need a donor? You
Yeah.
know?
I
Hi.
heard you say when we need a donut. We need
Oh,
a
I need a
donut.
donut. I need a donut like a hole in the head.
Ah, good one. All right. Well, I think we did a decent job of staying on track.
We sure did, you beautiful dullard.
I
I'm
dedicate
just
my
saying what your cat
podcast
is
to all
thinking.
you beautiful dullards out there. Yeah, but I feel like I deserve a treat.
Okay. All right. Go get yourself a treat, Gia.
Will. Maybe some of those little temptations.
Okay. There you go.
Maybe that's the problem. I feel like,
Yeah.
I'm always giving the cat treats. Maybe
Yeah, I know. I am too. I
a
am
jar of
too.
stuff that I shake when I've been good,
Yeah. Yeah. I know
Okay.
they've
Well,
got us
that's
pretty well
nice to see. We
trained.
won't keep inflicting that on the general public here, but
Okay. All right,
okay,
Gia.
well, good job, everybody out there. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in a few days.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, everybody, and you have a good night, Gia.
All right, you too, Keish. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.